Sometimes in the dark we heard the troops marching under the window and guns going past, pulled by motor tractors. There was much traffic at night, and many mules on the roads with boxes of ammunition on each side of their pack saddles, and gray motor trucks that carried men, and other trucks with loads covered with canvas that moved slower in the traffic. There were big guns, too, that passed in the day, drawn by tractors. The long barrels of the guns covered with green branches and green leafy branches and vines laid over the tractors. To the north, we could look across a valley and see a forest of chestnut trees, and behind it, another mountain on this side of the river. There was fighting for that mountain, too, but it was not successful. And in the fall, when the rains came, the leaves all fell from the chestnut trees, and the branches were bare, and the trunks black with rain. The vineyards were thin and bare-branched, too, and all the country wet and brown and dead with the autumn. There were mists over the river, and clouds on the mountain, and the trucks splashed mud on the road, and the troops were muddy and wet in their capes. Their rifles were wet, and under their capes, the two leather cartridge boxes on the front of the belts, gray leather boxes, heavy with the packs of clips of thin, long 6.5-millimeter cartridges, bulged forward under the capes, so that the men, passing on the road, marched as though they were 6 months gone with child. There were small gray motor cars that passed, going very fast. Usually there was an officer on the seat with the driver, and more officers in the back seat. They splashed more mud than the camions, even. And if one of the officers in the back was very small and sitting between two generals, he himself so small that you could not see his face, but only the top of his cap and his narrow back. And if the car went especially fast, it was probably the king. He lived in Udine and came out in this way nearly every day to see how things were going. And things went very badly. At the start of the winter came the permanent rain, and with the rain came the cholera. But it was checked, and in the end only 7,000 died of it in the army. Chapter 2. The next year there were many victories. The mountain that was beyond the valley and the hillside where the chestnut forest grew was captured, and there were victories beyond the plain on the plateau to the south, and we crossed the river in August and lived in a house in Gorizia that had a fountain and many thick, shady trees and a walled garden and a wisteria vine purple on the side of the house. Now the fighting was in the next mountains beyond and was not a mile away. The town was very nice, and our house was very fine. The river ran behind us, and the town had been captured very handsomely, but the mountains beyond it could not be taken. And I was very glad the Austrians seemed to want to come back to the town sometime, if the war should end, because they did not bombard it to destroy it, but only a little, in a military way. People lived on in it, and there were hospitals and cafes and artillery up side streets and two bawdy houses, one for troops and one for officers. And with the end of the summer, the cool nights, the fighting in the mountains beyond the town, the shell-marked iron of the railway bridge, the smashed tunnel by the river where the fighting had been, the trees around the square and the long avenue of trees that led to the square, these with their being girls in the town, the king passing in his motor car, sometimes now seeing his face and little long-necked body and gray beard like a goat's chin tuft. All these with the sudden interiors of houses that had lost a wall through shelling, with plaster and rubble in their gardens and sometimes in the street, and the whole thing going well on the Carso, made the fall very different from the last fall when we had been in the country. The war was changed, too. The forest of oak trees on the mountain beyond the town was gone. The forest had been green in the summer when we had come into the town, but now there were the stumps and the broken trunks and the ground torn up. And one day at the end of the fall, when I was out where the oak forest had been, I saw a cloud coming over the mountain. It came very fast and the sun went a dull yellow and then everything was gray, and the sky was covered, and the cloud came on down the mountain, and suddenly we were in.